This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. More than 1 million migrants and refugees have arrived in Europe by land and by sea this year. Many are Syrians fleeing war and terrorism, but reaching the safety of Europe doesn't bring an end to their problems. Our own Stephen Beard has been to the city of Bradford in northern England to find out how some of the Syrian refugees and asylum seekers there have been settling in.
It's raining in Bradford again, but that hasn't dampened the enthusiasm of some of the Syrian refugees who've arrived here. 26-year-old Dr. Mohamed Kashaj is just happy that he's safe and free.
Here, they gave everyone his rights. You can express, you can say whatever you want, you can express your opinion, and no one will say no, you can say that.
There's also a strong undertow of disappointment, however. Britain is not the El Dorado that some refugees and asylum seekers expected. Far from it. Mohamed Naoum, a chef from Damascus, was shocked by his daily welfare allowance here.
It's £5 per day.
You have to live on £5 a day?
Yeah, you have to try it.
That's about $8 a day to cover food and transportation, making for some hard choices.
If you would like to go out of your, you go anywhere, you have to decide this day you will not eat, you'll fast.
Sounds a very difficult, difficult life.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It would be easier if he'd arrived legally and with his family, but he couldn't get the necessary visa and pay $10,000 to a people smuggler in Jordan to get him on a plane bound for the UK, where he claimed asylum. Are you sorry you came now? Because life is obviously quite difficult here.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that.
You're sorry that you came?
Yeah. But what can I do now? There is no way back, you know?
He used his life savings and borrowed from family and friends to pay the $10,000 to get here. He feels he can't go home empty-handed and must hang on here while his asylum application is considered. At a special Christmas party in Bradford, Syrian asylum seekers and refugees got to let off steam. Briefly, they could forget the struggle of trying to start a new life in exile. 20-year-old Ayam Al-Halabi from Damascus says psychologically many of the refugees never left home.
Syria is our mother. Syria is our family.
And so you do one day want to go back?
Of course, we will come back to Syria. Maybe this will take a long time, but this will happen. This will happen.
Past crises suggest that the longer the conflict continues, the less likely it is the refugees will return permanently to their homes. In Bradford, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.